This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. We've got coronavirus here, coronavirus there, but do we have the cure? That's another big question that's been popping up. We first reported several weeks ago, I think it was the 5th of March, actually, that there is actually a cure out there. We just have to find it. And, of course, certain laboratories in Southern California helped to create this thing. They certainly had a cure, and it looks like that's the case. We're getting some reports from En Francais that there is a cure in store for us. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. We've got Scott Adams joining us in the second hour, and he's going to lay out a few things from his show, the Scott Adams Show, of course, on Red State Talk Radio. We are the talk monster on Red State Talk Radio. You can go to our website, a21r.com, and click on the player, if you will. And, of course, if you want to see all the different information about Red State Talk Radio, you can get it there. And, of course, get all the information about Agenda 21 Radio. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. We had a couple hundred people on the public call last night. That's the most we've ever had. Everybody's concerned about what's going on. You have the military moving around. You have FEMA camps being set up all over California. We answered a lot of questions, but we had a lot more questions. So anyway, we got a lot of questions going forward. What's going on with the economy? And with us right now is Chris Street, who's going to tell us what's going on with the economy. The Senate, Chris, just didn't quite get the bill passed they said they're going to get, and I guess the market's going to go down. I haven't seen the futures, but I saw them yesterday. They look pretty bleak.
Well, that's right, Paul. What happened yesterday was actually more important than the Democrats playing games and just simply saying, we're not going to pass anything unless it's our bill. Last week, the Democrats came forward with a House bill and got full Republican support for it, Trump support. But yesterday afternoon, the Democrats on the Republican bill in the Senate said, no, thank you. We're not going to do anything to bail out corporations. We're just going to let them, you know, meet the market. You know, this is truly the, you know, the opportunity to see who your friends are when you're workers. So you had a 1,000-point drop in the market. Remember, this is after you've basically lost $37 trillion worldwide. I think that's the number.
Right.
Down everything went. It wasn't helped because one of the members of the Federal Reserve Bank for St. Louis said that you could have 30% unemployment and a 50% drop in GDP in the second quarter. Now, to give you a sense of what unemployment was in the last two tough times we had, in the 2009 Great Recession, GDP dropped 10.2%. In the Great Recession of 1933, it dropped 24.5%. So, you know, you're basically seeing something's going to happen here in the second quarter, according to one of the Federal Reserve Bank presidents, that is greater than the Great Depression.
Well, you know, I don't know. Did you see Neil Kashkari on TV last night?
Right. I saw his little act. I happen to know Neil, so I'm not too impressed.
No. Well, of course, I know. He's quite the fraudster, in my opinion. Right now, the futures are up a little bit.
Well, that's right. As I said, you got a 1,000-point bounce in the futures markets. We're setting to open here. Looks to me like up about 330 points. So probably all told, this is about a 1,200-point rally in the overnight futures market. You got to put it under in the right perspective, too, that President Trump authorized three states last night that they could use the National Guard, actually deploy the National Guard. This is going to be a tricky issue because the request was made and President Trump responded, and immediately the futures went limit down. And this is a term called maximum flexibility for Washington State, California, and New York. Now, these are three of the most liberal bastions of in the country, and we'll see how that all works out.
Well, you know, the word on the street there in Southern California and also here in Northern California is that they're putting up FEMA camps at this point to obviously control the contagion, I guess. But that's
I think it's a distribution issue. You have to control the contagion. You have to also, you know, isolate people. And those three states happen to be the King Kongs of the homeless. Now, I don't know if any of you have been out and about, but you can see the homeless, they think this is just their time. They own the place. They're out on the street talking to themselves. These are walking bombs.
Right.
You know, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about incoming nuclear missiles. These nuclear missiles are walking down the street.
Yeah, that's been our contention all along. That's been our contention all along, that these are nothing more than the entrapments for the coronavirus, and of course the die-off would be absolutely enormous. You know, these states come with the ticking time bombs, like you say. And this is a sad, sad thing, obviously, to see this sort of thing happening, that they're being set up like this. And that's really, truly what it is. I mean, take a look at San Francisco, where the feces just runs down the street along with the urine. You know, who in their right mind would relax the health laws in San Francisco to allow such things? Oh, Gavin Newsom, the current governor of California right now. I mean, to me, it's just the most outrageous thing that we have these sort of, it's a setup all the way. And if people can't see that, then I guess, especially now that the National Guard has been implemented by the president, whatever the president gives, though, he can take away relative to the National Guard. I guess it's all under the control of the governors now. As you say, maximum flexibility. What does that mean?
Well, maximum flexibility means he basically allows the National Guard to pursue any operation deemed by the governor as to be consistent with the implementation of a response to a national emergency, in this case, a pandemic. Paul, also, the Federal Reserve last night what was really going on. I think for those of you that were missed our convention, you missed Chris Street doing with his crystal ball, right?
Right.
What I said on this is says this will come out of nowhere. It'll take, and people are going, well, how many years is it going to take? And I said, it's going to take weeks and months. And everybody kind of looked at me like, really? People do not understand how fragile this little empire of leverage that was produced out there during the beginning with the Clinton years, and then just incredibly enhanced during Obama's term, that you put leverage into the system. You know, you had a combination of very, very low interest rates for a very, very long time. Now, that was probably a huge mistake, because those low interest rates and a terrible economic performance gave Obama a cover to do a tremendous amount of social engineering, all of which brought back the same kind of leverage and stupidity that had been wiped out in the 2009 crash. So the world's central banks put about $3 trillion worth of liquidity into the market as of Friday. This morning, the Federal Reserve came out and basically said that they will buy any amount of treasuries, and they changed the issues that they buy to say they'd also buy commercial paper, even money market funds, and they'll also buy mortgage-backed securities. Because that is the next big, that's sort of like...
Hang on, Chris. We got to run for time here. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. We're talking right now about the markets. The futures are up. The market isn't open yet. A little while ago, the futures were down. And with us right now to explain all this is Chris Street with his crystal ball. Chris, you're talking about they're now buying back commercial paper and just about anything else to help prop up the market. What does it mean to buy back commercial paper?
Well, buying back commercial paper means that big corporations issue very, very short-term loans. Instead of borrowing for banks, they're large enough, they can sell it in the securities market. And the securities market really is money market mutual funds. They buy this, what's called commercial paper, very short term, can be anywhere as short as 3 months, but generally is a matter of days, purchase commercial paper on a regular basis. When I was involved in the restructuring of Orange County, one of the problems was that the good Democrat treasurer, Bob Citron, had taken money, and instead of buying traditional investments for, you know, short-term rates of return, had actually bought treasury bonds and then leveraged them 600%. Sort of like he was the first really maven that crashed the markets in the long-term capital markets explosion that almost wiped out the entire world in 2009. But in this case, the real issue was companies were issuing this paper and they were selling it to money market funds. And unbeknownst to anybody else, money market funds had borrowed money to leverage their returns. I want to say that again, Paul. Money market funds, which are considered very short-term, very safe investments, kind of like Bob Citron, had secretly been on the side leveraging those very, very low returns by borrowing money from somebody else. So when the money market funds didn't have the cash to invest in the commercial paper because their banks were saying pay your loans off, all of a sudden the liquidity for large corporations disappeared. And, you know, this is part of that metastasizing effect. You know, that's when your oncologist tells you the bad news that it's metastasizing, that cancer. And that's really what's going on. And as I was saying for California, remember, at our convention, that this will go, there will be waves hitting the beach over and over in a rising structure. Now, we've had our first, you know, really two hits on this wave. The first wave, of course, was the incredible smash that took place for the securities markets. When you've seen, I believe the number is about $37 trillion of security losses. And you've had, of course, this effort to bail out the markets. And part of that process, of course, to bail out the markets, it's $27 trillion, not $37 trillion yet. But part of the effort to bail out the markets initially was the central banks injecting a lot of liquidity in the system. Now you're starting to get in what I call the second tier of the disaster, and that's really going to be unemployment and how this is all going to play out. March job losses are estimated between somewhere 500,000 to 5 million. Now, in a country with 150 million people working, you know, 5 million is about 3.5%. So you're going to double unemployment, more than double unemployment in 1 month. But that's not enough, because in the second quarter, the April, May, and June period, the Federal Reserve Bank chairman, Bullard, I can't remember his first name. Let me see. His name is James Bullard. James Bullard said that you'll have 30% unemployment and GDP can shrink by 50% in a three-month period. So, of course, now you've kicked off the second tier of the crisis, and this is where people really get hit personally. Ah, but then the third tier of the crash happens. What are those people? What were those people doing before when it came to their daily lives? They were going to work, Paul.
Right, right.
They were staying at hotels, Paul. They were, you know, renting apartments, Paul, all of which are massively leveraged. And that was what was happening over the weekend, is you have the beginning to the end to commercial real estate and especially apartments that are wildly leveraged. And guess what? Nobody wants to lend them money now.
The stack and pack housing, as an example, that you see now popping up all over the ideal communist city concept of Agenda 21, that also bodes badly for property tax revenues, doesn't it?
Ah, yes, that's and that is the fourth one, Paul. You seeing how this thing happens? First, it's the markets. Secondly, it's your job. Thirdly, it's where people used to go, and those are loans, of course, to that office building you went to, or that apartment building you're living in, and then of course the fourth and the most painful is going to be government.
Right.
And I'm talking about state and local government that has borrowed money to perfection. And when I say borrowed to perfection, it means they've got out their sophisticated programs or algorithms, and they figured out what their revenues are supposed to be under very optimistic calculations, and then borrowed as much money as they could, not from the banks, which actually can do the math, but from municipal bonds that sort of bribe people by saying they're tax-free.
Right, right.
Okay? Tax-free is great. The easiest way to get a tax-free loan is to loan somebody money and have them lose it, never get it done. That is tax-free.
So what we have right now facing the state of California is number four. That's coming up pretty soon. And when number four happens, and I think everybody understands that California has leveraged itself using all those wonderful algorithms, because they see on the horizon, as an example, in this last election, what they were trying to do, is, again, borrow money through the bonds, that, you know, school bonds, which would amount, some say, anywhere from, you know, $17 to $27 billion. And, of course, it was turned down by the voters. Well, the voters in California never turned down school bonds, right? Well, sure, they did. In fact, the election actually seemed to be fairly legitimate for the first time. That's another problem for the Democrats and for the people in power. So they get slammed down for that. Now, all of a sudden, the algorithms are really kind of thrown off, because they calculated already that $27 billion that would be coming in, Chris. They don't have that, and they've borrowed against it. Or at least seemingly borrowed against it. I guess everything's just going to kind of, well, that giant sucking sound that we've been talking about. You got 30 seconds before the break. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that I said it was a meteor. It was getting orange. Now it's getting real orange. You can't admit it, avoid it. And it's hitting. And then comes the fifth wave. And we'll talk about that when we come back, and that's New California.
Ah.
If you haven't figured out, this is how New California is going to happen.
Right. Right, right. This is all really good news for the new Californians. And again, last night we hit the 200 mark on people who listened to the public call-in. I think next week we'll probably have 300 and then 400. We'll probably have 1,000 here in the next month or so, especially as things start to warm up here in, well, the virus goes away. Shocking, shocking. Anyway, we got a break coming up when we come back. More Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. In the second hour, Scott Adams is going to join us. We're going to be talking about, well, the coronavirus. What's going on there? By the way, how many people know people that are sick with it? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future, New California. And we're going to be talking about New California here. This is number 5 in a series of elements that are coming together to form the new state, New California, in the near future. And, of course, we're working very diligently. Like I said, we had a couple hundred people on the public call last night. It was really, the numbers were staggering. And I have a feeling, even with the texting and messaging that I was getting, some people just couldn't quite figure it out. If you need to get on the public call, it's right there on the newcaliforniastate.com website. The phone numbers and everything are right there. All you need to do is just dial it in and put in the access code. We do this every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific. So we get people from all over the country calling and wanting to know about New California and what's been going on with New California, where we go, and does the president support it and all that stuff. And, yes, the president has been showing signs of support for New California. Mike Huckabee came out, one of his advisors came out and actually spoke to us at the last convention, the 6th Constitutional Convention. And it looks like there's going to be a 7th moving forward, especially in light of the circumstances that have developed over the last couple of weeks since the convention. We were going to call it a halt after that and go to the big convention, but, you know, things are changing very dynamically. And we're going to be advising everybody about some of these changes as soon as we can get on some solid footing with what's going on. So it's a very, very fluid time, obviously, but I think it's about to change. So, Chris, you were talking in the last segment about the fifth element that's necessary to form New California. And I guess this is the big one for everybody to listen to.
Well, that's right, Paul. Through the magic of finance, the leftists have discovered that they can run the place from state and local government. And with state and local government setting the rules on real estate and for many types of borrowing, not the kind of national bank borrowing, say Wells Fargo or somebody else is engaged in, but all of these other, you know, mortgage loan houses,
right,
credit unions, other kinds of local operations, they've managed to leverage an amazing real estate bubble generated by, of course, commercial building and apartments. And that tremendous bubble, it was priced to perfection. Now it looks like, you know, your kid doesn't really need to live in that $5,500 apartment in downtown Los Angeles or, you know, on the beach in San Diego. Now, they can go move home. You know, even your parents and kids, they can move in together. So this I gotta have is over. You know, people are going back to this word family.
Shocking.
You know, one of the things that you learn in the university, because, of course, I lecture at every university in Southern California, is that the game when kids come in, these are very 17, 18-year-old kids coming into college who are, of course, very impressionable. The first thing that most social scientists tell them is your parents lied. You know, they didn't really want to be mean to you, and they really didn't want to be, you know, but they didn't want to tell you the truth about how life really is because they're still treating you like a baby. That's what we do. We tell you the truth, and the truth is that we're absolutely in it together as a world. There are no borders. There really are no familial relationships.
Yeah. So the situation for New California now going forward at number 5, which is, I think, fast approaching, isn't it? The number,
that's right.
Number 5.
So back to those people, you know, living in the $5,500 place in downtown
month.
L.A. or at some beach. Those people, you know, have been playing the urbanization game that maximizes the tax concentration, are now going back to families. We are de-urbanizing at a very, very fast rate. We are decentral citying, and the whole concept of stack and pack is imploding. And as it implodes, the tax basis for California probably is going to drop. Not only the $15 billion of the loss of capital gains, but as much as $50 to $100 billion a year.
Wow. Well, you know, let's look at this from the proposed map standpoint of New California, which occupies about a little over 85% of the landmass of California being rural, and then the other 15%, the concentration of urbanized, you know, California in the L.A. basin, San Francisco and Sacramento corridor there. That bodes badly for them if their centralized system of taxation implodes.
Well, that's exactly right, Paul. And so as their voter base implodes, they'll try to take money away from the rural areas. But hey, they forgot already. They took that money. They didn't put the money into infrastructure. They see the rural areas as losers and non-contributors to their social justice wonderland, and they're going to want to save themselves. They're going to first go to Wall Street. They're going to laugh at him. Then they're going to go to President Trump. He's going to laugh at him. And then they're going to come to us. Because right. The only way out of this is from the people. And obviously, these liberals can't do what you need to do. New California is all about generating a huge economic opportunity where you generate high wages again from manufacturing and from other kinds of developmental issues, especially when it comes to oil and gas and construction. So we can do it ourselves. They can't. They got to come to us. They're going to have to come to us to the table. And they really don't want us. We're a burden to them anywhere. But if we can bail them out of their current problem, you know, they're all up for that. And as I said from the start, we're going to buy our freedom. So we stand ready internally. Wall Street and the accountants and the investment bankers and lawyers will be supporting us and suing them.
Right.
They're going
right.
to need our bailout.
Well, it you know, it just makes it just makes a lot of sense that they're going to sue them and they're going to come to us because you know we have a fresh slate. And you know, basically the raping of the rural areas of California ends. And so to sustain ourselves as a new state is we're going to be very rich in assets you know, we'll be able to finance ourselves, but the other part of it is we're going to turn around an economy that has been basically in the toilet for, you know, for years now, the Democrats have handily tried to destroy just about every part of capitalism, certainly destroyed the middle class, and in fact, all these homeless people that are out there, the vast majority of them are unemployed Californians that need jobs, and that they've become destitute over time. And, of course, have remained homeless. That mass is growing, continuing to grow as a large population. But in the case of California, they're going to be suffering big time because of the loss of their tax revenue. The stack and pack housing just wasn't what they was all been up to be. We got a break right now. We're going to come back with Chris Street. You know, we have to make a little money, too, you know. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got Chris Street with us here. Chris, the markets... What are the markets doing? Actually, I haven't even checked here this morning. What are they up to?
Well, we opened up, as I said, we opened up about 300 points. And if my computer would hurry up and get up, it's thinking right now, Paul, which means everybody's doing the same thing that I'm doing.
Yeah, we're hitting it at the same time.
So, as I said, it was down almost 1,000 points and should have been opened about 300, and I'm waiting for Bloomberg to come back on. But we were talking as about New California and what I think is going to be, of course, this is our time. Everything that's meant to be actually happens, and we've been up 300, now we're down 150, I believe. So, you know, we're swinging around there, and the bottom line is I wanted to get on to talk about what New California is all about. Now, you know, stupid is, Paul, you ever heard that one?
Say that again. You broke up at that point. Say it again.
I'm sorry. Stupid is as stupid does.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I want to give you some prices here. Now, the United States... was in a trade war with China because China basically wants to call themselves a developing nation. This is a nation whose economy has quadrupled in 15 years, and they want to call themselves a developing nation. If you've ever been to Shanghai or Beijing or even Hong Kong, that looks pretty developed to me. But this is, you know, once again, we just haven't had a backbone on any president until Trump came along. And Trump started a trade war because of the insane treatment that Americans get. You know, that the Chinese are supposed to be, you know, victimized people, and so they're able to export tremendous amounts of product to the U.S., hollowing out our jobs, you know, putting people homeless and the rest of it. And we're supposed to understand that they need to protect their economy because they're still developing. Right now, when you go to China and you want to buy pork, it's very expensive. It costs $3.22 a pound. You know what pork costs, wholesale pork prices are in the U.S.?
No.
65 cents.
Shocking.
So this Shocking. Is almost 500% higher, and we've been highly – although we're, you know, open borders and the globalists make all their money in California – on the ports, import, export, on technology coming out of Silicon Valley, and of course, government in really selling welfare and other kinds of medical benefits to the federal government. Like, almost a third of all of those benefits are sucked up by California. The simple reality of pricing, the Chinese pay $3.22 a pound for pork right now, and we pay about 65 cents. More importantly, they have something called African swine fever there.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that, and I wanted to get back to that a couple of weeks ago. You mentioned that,
right? So China a year ago, eighteen months ago, had 440 million pigs. They now have 216 million pigs because African swine fever can be 100% fatality for pigs if they get it. And more important, China was hiding it just like the coronavirus, and it got way out of hand. Yeah. It actually got to Africa and Europe. But right now, there are new outbreaks of African swine fever in China, so that $3.22 is probably headed to $5 a pound.
Well, you know, the thing is that you pointed this out, and I know there was a follow-up article that came out after you pointed it out, that there were wild boar that apparently had come down with the African swine fever. And at the time, nobody just, you know, everybody just kind of glanced over it. And, of course, I wanted to get back to it. We never got a chance to get back to it. This is going to be absolutely devastating if they lose all their pigs.
Well, I don't know they'll lose all their pigs. You know, some will die, some will not die. The government will have to cull them. But this is that it's not that they didn't have African swine fever. They're acknowledging and admitting that they have African swine fever. You know, all of this is a function of, you know, in communism, you know, it's you have 90 million people who are members of the Chinese Communist Party out of 1.4 billion.
Right.
And those infinitely wise 90 million are very careful to make sure that you only hear good things from them. So they hide all the bad news and they emphasize all the good news. And of course, in things, when you come to things like disease, bad news is better heard early than later.
Right, right.
And their system and society looks good on the outside, but it's absolutely a mess on the inside. One of the reasons that coronaviruses circulate so fast in China is that only 23% of the people wash their hands after going to the toilet and taking a poop.
Right. And guess what population does the same in the United States? The homeless.
It's a cultural issue. It's somewhat of a cultural issue, but in China, they've actually, you know, soap is not considered a necessary item. Nobody sees soap. So if you go to one of their bathrooms, generally they don't have any soap in public bathrooms.
Well, they also have the problem of no water.
Well, that's right. They have very limited water if they have water in the bathroom. Usually have, you know, you're pretty much on your own.
Right.
In the old days, they used to actually have hooks there and you hang up pieces of paper, you know, paper from the office. And that's what you do your business with. So, you know, this isn't an issue of the hygiene of the Chinese people. This is the hygiene of the Chinese Communist Party. You know, they make things look good on the outside, but on the inside, it's a big old mess.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is they've run this thing on American jobs. You know, you had presidents like Obama said, oh, those jobs are never coming back because I already sold them.
Yeah, that's right. I sold them. They're not coming back.
I'm not going to renege on my deal. I sold them fair and square.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But I got a quick question, though, about Neil Kashkari appeared on 60 Minutes. And, you know, I met Neil Kashkari when he was running for governor of California against Jerry Brown. Shocking that he didn't win. I'm just so shocked that Jerry Brown won, by the way. And, of course, that they pushed out, the California Republican Party pushed out the conservative, Tim Donnelly. I'm not saying Tim was, you know, a great candidate or anything like that, or one way or another. I'm just saying the conservative, once again, was pushed out. Now you have a party here in California, both Republican and Democrat, that just seems to be non-existent. Would you agree?
Well, I think you can't have a party where, you know, you're running a initiative, a very, very popular initiative that was polling somewhere around 60% to get rid of the gas tax increase. And then the party at the last minute, you know, 3 months before the election, pulls all the financial support after making huge promises. The reason that the gas tax repeal in the 2018 election didn't win overwhelmingly was in July, the party pulled it because all of their contractors, which of course, you know, want that state of California money, started screaming. Yeah, that's their money source. It's not the people they get their support from. They get their support from the money sources. And, of course, they pulled the support, and you saw what happened to the number of congressmen in California that are Republican. They got cut in half.
That's right. So,
you know, so, I mean, what is it? At least a Democrat, you know, they say what they're going to do, and they do what they say. You know, Republicans are just the opposite. They say what they're going to do, and they do exactly the opposite. You know, people hate a liar, even if it's somebody they know, more than they hate somebody who has a, you know, some type of crazy politics.
So, hence the Bernie Sanders, popularity because he's an honest socialist. He admits
well, that's
it.
Right. I mean, Bernie is an honest man. I mean, I think that if you had the choice between, you know, Bernie and Biden, how frightening is it to think about Biden? You know, this is a globalist whose kids and brother run around the world getting billions of dollars from foreign countries that want to destroy us. And we're going to, the guy's actually running for president. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. And of course, that's a whole different ball game. And of course, Hillary Clinton's starting to surface as a candidate now. That's the push. So that'll be interesting when all this COVID virus settles down and the banks start to return to normal and the stock market starts to rise. I think you're going to see a meteoric rise when the stocks start to come around and this whole coronavirus gets under control. And what your thoughts on how high the market will go after that?
Well, first about how low the market will go on the bottom. We're down 500 points, 600 points again right now. We are in the crash phase. And this thing could go down somewhat farther, but we're starting to get to the point where people like me are buying. Yeah. I love, you know, I understand that when people feel pain, they do really crazy things. They throw out the kitchen sink. So I'm interested in the next, you know, roll of the dice, because what's happened in California is the cities won and the countryside lost. We're now going to the cities lose and the countryside wins.
Right.
And that's about companies coming back to the United States, bringing manufacturing back and other issues. And the cities, you know, which have controlled all the politics and spent all the money on their social welfare wonderland, that money is going to get reprogrammed through organizations like New California into economic development that brings good jobs and good wages. And, you know, California is going to increase water supplies by 30 to 40%. Just got to spend the money on dams and infrastructure.
Right.
California is going to bring back gigantic factories. And people in rural America that used to go work on their farms or work on their whatever their hobby was could go to a $25 to $35 an hour job and have a nice house, family,
right,
and kids. That's coming back.
Yeah.
That's what the flip of the coin is.
Well, you know, the stack and pack didn't work. The perfect or the ideal communist city concept is failing big time, and so are all the other elements of it, which will certainly straighten itself out under New California. Chris, tell us how we can get a hold of you and where we're reading you at right now.
Right. I'm on the Epoch Times almost every day. Follow my articles. I focus on economics. I try to somewhat stay away from politics because I believe economics drives politics, not politics drives economics. Great to be with you, Paul.
Awesome. Chris Street with us here on Agenda 21 Radio and, of course, giving us the big rundown on what's been going on economically. And, of course, the fifth element is coming into play. For New California, that's a big deal, the fifth element. So anyway, stay with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Coming up next is going to be Scott Adams. We're going to be talking about the COVID virus. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things, such as, you know, what is the National Guard doing around there in the three states that have, unrestricted use of the National Guard at this point in time? Even though the regular Army's here, a lot of people don't understand that in California. Why do we have a couple of brigades of, well, people in strikers, you know, those 40-millimeter cannons and things like that? Why is that all happening? We're going to get that information to you here shortly. So anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. ncs51.com. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.